Hello, humanity! Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from Oroville in Southern California, and it's a beautiful, sunny... Did I say California? Oh my goodness! In Tamil Nadu! But we have listeners that are in California. And right here in the studio, we have two fantastic people, but I'm not going to reveal them just yet, because today happens to be Universal Day of the Child, and there are children everywhere in the world, and there is a child in us. So here in Oroville, I am so thrilled that Alora has consented with her parents to be on the show, and so has Isla. So let's open it up and welcome, welcome. Tell me, Alora, what do you have on your shirt?
I have sequins, and there's all types of sequins. At the back, there's this gray. And there's blue, there's green, and there's a lot of different kind of colors.
And what does it say? And the reason it's so many different colors is because it's diversity, right?
Yeah.
And what does it say?
It says, I love you.
It does. And wow, I love both of you so much. And Alora, I want you to share with me, okay? And with everyone out there in radio land and in YouTube land, what is it that you absolutely love?
I love baking.
Do you love baking?
Mm-hmm.
Isla, what do you love doing?
Baking.
So it doesn't matter. And I love baking too, but I'll bet you guys bake so much better than I do. But did you know that somewhere in the world, there are kids that don't have enough to eat?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
What I would do is I would bake like for a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So everybody which doesn't have money, I can bake for them.
That's beautiful. So then what you are doing is you're providing food for the whole world, and you're being very generous in providing that for them. And because there's people that have to work at the restaurant, you are supporting them by giving them work. Right? Way to go. And what would you do?
If they were hungry?
Yeah, there's so many kids who don't have anything to eat in the world, right? And, you know, the UN has something called the Universal Rights of the Child. And we also have the Happiness Index. And the first one is that we want to bring the world to zero poverty. And what we would love to be able to do is to feed everyone. So Alora's going to have a restaurant and she is going to bake cookies for the world. Yeah? And what would you love to do?
Well, I feel like there's enough food, but I feel like it's not given to the children. Ah. I feel like if there was a way to make sure that they had access to it by taking it away from all the middlemen, I wish I had that chance.
If you did have that chance, what would that look like to you?
I feel like it would just make so many more people happy, and children would get to go to school, and they wouldn't be hungry at home. And I really wish that that was a possibility.
Should we make it a possibility?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How do we make that a possibility? Because right now, we are in the process of attaining what's called the Sustainable Development Goals. I'm going to have you on the show much, much more, but I just want to talk a few things here. So that's one thing that makes you happy. And what else is it about baking that makes you happy, or about something totally different?
I like stirring the mix.
Should we all stir the mix? Okay, Isla, join us and stir the mix, because one of the things is when we stir, we can laugh. When we laugh, we get oxygen into our lungs, and that clears out all the things that are in our lungs. And so one of the things that you said that does not make you happy is this corona, right? But,
yeah.
So when we're laughing, all that guck comes out. So let's stir and let's laugh. One, two, three. And change hands. Oh. And let's do it with both hands. Oh, you're turning it into riding a horse.
I also like riding horses.
Do you like riding horses?
Yeah.
Why? Tell me why you love riding horses. Oh, let's go.
Because they're fast.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go on the bike.
Oh.
So I can just go on my horse and then go. Oh. Where I want to go.
And then you can lasso. Let's pretend we're cowboys. Woo! And again. Woo! Let's use our other hand. Woo! That's so beautiful because there's so many children in the world that don't have an opportunity to have a choice. We have a choice right now to ride a horse, to bake, to play, and to... What do you have behind your ear? Ah! To create magic. Yeah?
Yeah.
So today for Universal Rights of the Child, let's send love, right? I love you from your heart. And let's just
I see that.
What do you see?
And this.
Yeah, it's because I pulled it out from your ear. There you go. Are you going to put it on? Actually, I have another one. We have another one because we're going to start a project called India Knows Love. And I'll tell you more about that on another show. Okay? So for right now, let's look at everyone out there and let's give them one wish that we want to give everyone. Laura, do you want to start and tell everyone you're going to give food to everyone? Is there anything else you want to give to the whole world?
I want to give horses.
You want to give horses. Beautiful. Why do you want to give horses?
Because we don't have to spend money on bikes, on petrol.
So we don't have to spend money on bikes and petrol because that pollutes the air, right? Yeah, it's not very good. Ugh.
Yeah. It smells yucky.
And it smells yucky. So we want to keep our air quality beautiful and clean. Yeah?
Yeah.
So thank you for mentioning that. It's very important that we have freedom of choice and that we're not just puppets in anybody's hand. Thank you for bringing that up, Alora. Fantastic. By the name, my name is Shanti, and that means peace. And Ayla, what would you love to share with the world? And look right into the camera, and everyone in Radio Land, let's hear that. Yes.
If I could give something to everyone, I'd want to make sure everyone is happy and that they have a home. And I think that's really important for everyone to have a home of their own.
How beautiful. So we're going to wish everyone a home. And by the year 2030, that is our goal, that no one gets left behind. So stay tuned because we are going to have something called India Knows Love and it's going to be awesome. So shall we laugh and share our laughter with everybody in the world? Whoa! And guess what? We're all girls here, so it's woman power! Everyone, woman power! Woohoo! And on that note, let's say goodbye to everyone, and let's thank our two boys and our one lady in the studio, and let's laugh our way out. Thank you so much, and don't forget to subscribe. Hit that button below and subscribe. Keep laughing. Hey, give me five, girl. Give me five.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.